You're gonna laugh, but I have to ask you about this. Believe it or not, I found this on my car. I mean, it looks just like the GPS tracker that we used on Gus Fring, doesn't it? Back when we were tracking him, just the two of us. You wouldn't know anything about this, would you, Hank? Okay. Gotta say, I don't like the way you're looking at me right now.
That wasn't Pinkman. You had my cell number. You killed 10 witnesses to save your sorry ass. You bombed a nursing home. Heisenberg.
You lying.
Two-faced shit.
Hank. Look, I don't know where this is coming from, Hank, but just...
I swear to Christ. I will put you under the jail.
Just take a breath, okay? Just listen to yourself. These wild accusations, they could destroy our family.
Damn.
And for what shit about family? Heck, my cancer is back.
Good. Rotten, you son of a bitch.
I'm sorry you feel that way. I want to beat this thing. I do. I'm back on chemo, and I am fighting like hell. But the truth is, in 6 months, you won't have someone to prosecute. But even if somehow you were able to convince anyone that I was capable of doing these things, you and I both know I would never see the inside of a jail cell. I'm a dying man who runs a car wash, my right hand to God. That is all that I am. What's the point?
Skyler, bring the kids here. And then we'll talk.
That is not going to happen.
I don't know who you are. I don't even know who I'm talking.
If that's true, if you don't know who I am, then maybe your best course would be to tread lightly.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell.
So, welcome to the Unnamed Movement Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damian.
Holy shit, Damian's back.
He magically appeared.
He magically appeared, and this is also Douglas. So yes, we're recording a second episode this week because last week Breaking Bad ended.
What?
And to give a little bit of a hint towards how this show kind of ties with us, I remember up to around 2 years ago when we were doing the show, like you guys came on, you're like, guys, Andrew Douglas, we found this new TV show. It's been going on for a while. It's called Breaking Bad. And I ignored you guys for at least around a season. Until eventually I decided to catch up with the show and, oh, was it glorious. But it's all over now. It's been 6 seasons. Will Douglas do us a rendition of the theme song?
No.
No? You did one for Ferris Bueller. Why can't you do one for this? You know you want to. No, he doesn't want
no,
to.
No, I don't want to.
So, of course, we'll put this at the top, a warning. We're going to talk about this entire show completely without care for spoilers. We're assuming you've watched it. If not, either you don't have a problem with spoilers, you're masochistic, or you're just listening to us for listening to us' sake. And I thank you, either way.
I think what you really should have said is, if not, go watch Breaking Bad and then come back to us. Otherwise, you know what you're getting yourself into.
So, Damon, I think you were the first one to find the show, to really start watching. Was it you or was it Douglas?
It was Damon.
I do not remember.
It was Damon.
Damon.
Mm-hmm.
Were you satisfied? Let's start there.
Was I satisfied?
I'd like more Breaking Bad. That's not going to happen. So I guess yes.
I guess
I have to be. I don't have a choice. Could watch it again and again.
Oh no, that's a part of my plan. I'm definitely watching the show again.
In terms of how everything ended, I'm not furious. Final episode was freaking awesome. So yeah, I kind of want like a Jesse
spin-off.
It's called
Well,
Speed.
you're getting a Saul spin-off, so there's that.
Yeah, and I just want because Jesse was pretty happy at the end there, now that he's free.
And he murdered Todd.
Right. I just want him to essentially descend more deeper and deeper into darkness. And then just come out back as Heisenberg 2. That is
course.
What I want.
That would be great.
That's what I want. Just
so
take all the lessons he's learned and become the devil.
Too.
Yeah. I just want him to become the devil.
And maybe you have Badger and the other strong
right.
guy, you know, mm-hmm. as his lackeys.
Well, you could keep telling Star Trek stories.
Like, when Jesse was talking to Hank, and he's like, look, Walter White is the devil. I went, yes, finally, they have come to understand what I understood one episode into this movie. My mother started watching Breaking Bad, so I've rewatched the whole of the first season, and the very first episode, he had to murder people, right?
No, he didn't.
Yes, they were in the... They were cooking meth out in the boonies. And Jesse went to sell the new meth.
In the first season.
That's not the first episode.
The first episode of the first season, that is what happened.
It took him like 3 episodes to murder that guy in the basement.
Yes, the guy in the basement. But there was another guy who was the cousin. The cousin that used to
like gas,
right? And he died.
That was in the first episode.
Yes, and he straight up died. And I went, okay. So instead of you realizing, oh, selling meth is a bad idea, and this is all dumb, I guess my punishment is being smoked by these lunatics. I'm not asking you.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
He decided
because it starts off with him in his
right.
underwear pulling the gun
yes.
and
I'm going
like,
to make
okay,
this
I'm
poison.
I'm going to just
That
be crazy.
He's like, I'm going to make this poison and smoke both these fools. And then continue. Because he didn't go, this was a dumb idea. And I'm never cooking meth again. He went, this is a dumb idea. I've murdered these two people. I'm still going to cook meth. I went, this man's a devil. But you could, I wasn't going to, you know, put that out there one episode in. Because maybe they'd have found a way to rap. But no, the more it went along, I was just so glad to hear Jesse say those words. Like, look, he's too, first of all, he's the devil, and he's too lucky. You never catch him. And I went, yes, Walter White is the devil. And it's so, like, this is, like, you guys, the last time we did our TV wrap up, you guys were trying to convince yourself that a third season of our show, which was terrible, wasn't as terrible. Yeah, but we don't have to do this this time.
We're all on board here.
Because it's so good. Like, this is, like, there shouldn't be any debate. When something is good, there's no debate. It's freaking awesome.
So, I hated this show.
Yeah. I'm here, I Douglas, I'm committing internet suicide.
Whenever I saw this show, I always thought it was a show about Marie. And sadly, they just kept not showing her, and I was angry every minute of it.
Yeah.
Actually, I found it funny, like, The Onion posted an article, like, the day after Breaking Bad ended, saying that Breaking Bad shows that it was all about showing Marie's kleptomania.
Give me my baby. My favorite character, though, of all of the series, is Mike.
Of course, Mike is the best.
Mike is the best. Mike is the best.
Mike is awesome.
It was between Mike and Jesse, like that short period where Mike and Jesse were partners.
Isn't like going on. It is. Walter White doesn't call.
Walter White, yeah,
he doesn't call.
I'm assuming because Walter
that is
White
ridiculous.
Is the man.
He's
right?
The devil, and of course. Heisenberg. Say my name.
You have to hold on. Let's just put something out there. So you are putting out Mike as a nominee.
Mike is number one.
I would like to also nominate
the twins.
They're cousins.
Look, they're twins.
Look. The twins don't count.
Why not?
Because they aren't, like, they didn't stay around long enough. Like, let's
if you can bring up the twins, I can bring up Max Cherry.
You could if I remembered who that was.
Yeah, but you'd be wrong. You can bring up him. But you're so wrong. Like, the twins, I love the twins because the twins gave all of Breaking Bad a whole, like, they have been,
kinda,
they were crazy people before.
Yeah, it kind of put it into second
people,
gear. You know?
Yeah, they were crazy people since. But when those two entered Breaking Bad, they went, holy shit. Things are about to get real dreadful, real fast.
And about there, I think every character kind of stepped up their game at that point.
Right.
But I think in particular, Gus Fring stepped up his game as a bad guy.
Yeah. Like, you saw Gus Fring and you knew he was a shady dude.
Yeah.
But by the time the twins came around, you went, if this guy can control these lunatics, something is up.
He just
and he has Mike on his payroll.
Start shooting at him. But then
the
there's a guy with
so
a bell.
The twins are so good. But no. It has to be Mike.
But Salamanca. Ding, ding. No, I'm sorry. That
guy's
no.
awesome.
Right. You just see that guy throwing
the whole
joke. If
we're talking best episode, Face Off wins. Like, Face Off.
No.
Best episode. Face Off episode don't win. Then I need to leave this podcast now.
If I had to pick my favorite episode, best episode of this show, it might just have to go to Ozymandias.
All right, hear what. I'm going to ignore you.
Remind me which one. I know that's one of the recent ones. Which one is Ozymandias?
That's one where Hank dies.
Yes.
Okay.
Alright, let me.
And this season was, my god, the Hank season.
I'm going to paint.
Yes,
I'm going
was.
To paint your
yes,
picture.
It was.
There's a man in a wheelchair. He dings a bell. There's an explosion. And the man inside the room walks out of the room. And you go, this man is indestructible. He adjusts his tie. And then the camera pans. And you realize what the hell just happened. And you go, this is the greatest show. And yep. that is what bookends the show. The episode. Remember, leading up to all of that was you watching Walter White just crush and manipulate Jesse. Jesse didn't even know what side was up, right? Between the child being poisoned, just Walter White manipulating his way through everything. You just go, there's no way he'll be able to salvage this. Jesse's against him. He has no friends. And Gus Fring is clearly going to kill him. And Gus Fring has Mike on his side. And at the end of the episode, you go, Walter White is the best. And he calls Kyla. He's like, everything's okay. It's okay now. Right? And that episode,
I'm the best, Tony.
Right. The episode after, he's like, I am the one who knocks. You damn right he's the one who knocks. Oh, God. Dog, face off is true. Come on. Hank, like, the Hank episode where Hank dies is, like, it's really harsh. But I even think that is better than the final episode.
So, no, you talk about, like, that season, that same episode with Face Off, with him manipulating Jesse and everything. The moment in Ozymandias when he goes to Jesse and says, look, I pretty much murdered your girlfriend. I did all of these bad things. Just stop liking me. Right? That was...
No, because he had to make a decision. And he's the devil. So he's going to make Jesse understand why this decision had to be made. Right? Jesse is in the way. He refuses to listen. All he had to do is get in a van and disappear, but no. So no, son, you have to die.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't listen. And I don't, if you remember, that wasn't even his plan.
Of
right?
Course.
The guys came and then he's like, alright, this situation just got way worse. I was just going to go, alright, I'm going to prison forever.
Right. Yeah, I have a feeling that he probably...
He went from, I'm going to murder Jesse. Shit, Hank is here. You know what? I give up.
Yeah.
Shit, Hank died. I guess I have to murder Jesse
again.
Yeah,
no, but I think it was even more than I guess I have to murder Jesse again. I think that was the point where
Jesse,
he actually hates Jesse because Jesse is the reason why Hank is dead. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
All you had to do was leave.
Yeah.
But no,
yeah.
He couldn't leave.
Because I think this whole series, right? On top of, you know, the parallels to Scarface, which I love. This whole series really is a study in a man who can never look at himself for what is happening,
mm-hmm.
right? If you notice, the whole way through, no matter what is going on, yes, he solves all of his problems, but he solves all of his problems and he kind of views all of his problems as being caused by somebody else, as outsiders. None of this is my fault, right?
Yeah.
This is not because I'm doing illegal things. This is not because I am rolling with crazy people and made terrible decisions and I'm doing drugs. This is because that guy's an asshole. So I need to get back at him.
These terrible people are the reason I'm in this position.
And it just keeps, he keeps, you know, projecting all of this, those things on other people, all of those causes or supposed causes onto these other people. And that's why I think I actually really love the last episode. I know it's a couple.
I love it so much.
Right? I don't know if it's my favorite episode, especially because I don't know what happened to me, right? At the beginning of this season, I watched the first episode of this season, and the first thing I said to myself was, it feels like I almost don't remember anything from before. I feel like I haven't even watched the first, well, I'll just call them 5 seasons because we could call this season 6, right? So I almost feel like this is one, the last season is the one season for me. And I only
vaguely remember bits and pieces from other places. But no, actually, I remember a lot of it, but it's cool. But the Mike last died. Episode, yes, I know Mike. Everybody no, died. he went to Bermuda.
Yeah, he went to Bermuda.
Yeah.
So Jesse, you have to believe.
All of Mike's friends died.
I know, that was a great episode. That was the Godfather episode. He got everybody within like a 5 minute
period.
It was great.
I like when the guys were collecting his money, and he's like, "We should take some of this money." And he's like, "Look, guys, remember, like he won't count this. You will remember." And the other guy, like the fat guy, was like, "I can take some of this. You will remember." And the other guy's like, "He killed 10 guys in 2 minutes. Let's just remember who we're dealing with."
Yeah. On a side note,
yeah, we can take some of this money, but let's be clear.
Talking about
he
that
murdered
moment,
10 guys in 2 minutes.
Talking about that moment, that is one of my favorite moments from this season, just because it's like a little throwaway moment where they go to get the money, and I'm guessing they didn't quite tell them how much money it was, and Hewell and the guy sees it. And he says, "Fuck it," and he just lies down he totally wants to like Scrooge McDuck just
it's like
really super in the morning. Yeah.
Bill Burr
I'm
is like really
I totally would have done
really,
that.
And then Bill Burr is like, "Alright,
yeah,
lie down this one." I don't know his character name, but he's a comedian. His name,
yeah,
Bill
he is.
Burr,
yeah,
and it's terrific.
Actually, two
is it
big
wrong
comedians.
That I know that name Bill Burr, but I didn't know that was Bill Burr.
That's very
wow.
sad. That's very
wow.
sad. At least you know Bill Burr as a
yeah.
comedian.
You do know Bob Odenkirk.
I do know
Bob
Odenkirk.
As a comedian,
I know him
right?
from Mr. Show.
Yes, he was
Mr. Show
with David Cross.
And I've seen him on things like Comedy Bang Bang and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. but I love in the last episode, he finally comes around.
He was in the Spectacular.
You don't know. Okay, I really wanted to watch that movie, but things got in the way. I love that in the last episode. I mean, you can never really know if this was true or not, or if he was just doing something for his wife, which he does a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But he finally came to terms and he said, "Listen, I didn't do this for you guys. I kept saying that this money is for you, and the only reason I did this was for you. But guess what? The real reason I did all of what I did was because I liked it and I was good at it."
Yeah.
You know?
That wasn't him pretending. He was dying. He didn't have any need to pretend anymore. It's like, "Look, I did this because I'm terrific at this." Like, after you hear somebody say, "I'm the one who knocks," you realize, "Oh, all right."
And all right. As heavy-handed as you might call it, I really like the way in the last episode they kind of juxtaposed everything. So they actually did some flashbacks, and the one specific one that I loved was back to the first episode when they're out in the desert and
that was pretty good.
They're cooking and something happens so he can't get home. He has to call his wife and
make up a story,
right? And he kind of, so we know him now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
as
we know
devil.
Him now as the devil who can make up a story in 2 seconds, but this is him starting and he doesn't have that sort of expertise. He spends about 5 minutes saying, "Okay, so it's the boss and the boss," and he goes through all of these separate scenarios of what could be the story, and finally he says, "Okay, I think this one, it's a little bit thin, but let's see if it can work." He picks up the phone and
the wife just quickly goes, "Sure,
exactly."
Yeah. And as you're paying attention, you're not reaching, all right?
Yeah, and he doesn't even need to, and it's just, you know, showing almost that innocent person, or seemingly innocent person, and compared with the devil that he is today. And as I say, some people might call it heavy-handed, and to some extent
I think
it was done very well.
Right.
And that was just fantastic.
Right, because that was a thing that you didn't see in the first episode.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So you're like, "Okay, this was him starting out." And you go, "Look at that, like all this effort into something so minor," right? Something so inconsequential. And then you go, "Yeah, but over time, him repeating these actions over and over,
you get better and better.
And then you see him know.
You do it more.
And you go, that is, he took a long walk."
And is it crazy that they've kind of yo-yoed with this? And I know that there are some people that have complained a lot about this, but they brought back Walter White's shenanigans in the last episode. So a lot of people have complained before that, you know, This show is crazy because it lets Walter White use chemistry as weapons, or it lets Walter White, like, you know, just do some sort of. I've seen people describe it almost like Scooby-Doo, mm-hmm. sort of, you know, crazy things. I use my knowledge in order to defeat the next man.
Nothing right. beat the moment where he used the wires to pry out of the plastic things.
Exactly, or the huge magnet in the truck to
magnets,
to...
bitch. Oh, I love that moment.
Right. So now in this episode, all he right. gets to you finally bring it back again. I think it's been a couple of years since we've seen this. And he
there was a lot of it in the first and second.
Yeah,
season.
It was, and they kind of
the blowing
toned
up
it down.
Of the building was the first one,
and then they brought it back a little bit, and they toned it down. And now they brought it back for the last episode, where he actually created like a pivot mm-hmm. and an automatic sort of gun
right.
turning on system, and it was just
you
beautiful.
Saw it. This is going to end poorly for some people. And I want to see how.
I mean, when I saw this episode, the last episode, first time. I decided to go to my friend's house and watch it because I know we don't generally watch it live.
Yes. Yeah.
Wait, what are these friends?
Thank you.
That he goes to and watch
Thank
TV.
You.
What?
Yeah.
Like, since when? I went and I watched it in standard definition to watch it live with ads. And
what?
Guys, this was fun. It seems Andreas had a stroke. I'm going to leave now.
And
Claire
like,
drunk?
Like, she was... She was
oh, it was a she. All right. Never mind. Ignoring all that we just said. It's all starting to make sense. Right. And she was, what is it? Scantily clad. It was late at night.
I would not say this about her. She was complaining. She was kind of doing exactly that. Complaining like, oh, he's so... Like, we get that he's a chemistry teacher, and he does all this, but how does he magically know all of these other things? And it's something that we've seen throughout the show, which I appreciate and I love, which is the idea that there are clever people in this world.
Yeah.
And regardless of how complicated any specific thing might be, and how far away from your strict discipline it is, if you give a clever person enough time, they'll figure out how to do it.
And please remember, clever does not begin to describe this man. You realize, and I hope that you guys remember, this man has a Nobel Prize, right?
Yeah.
He won the Nobel Prize.
Mm-hmm.
That, they don't give that to dumb people.
Well, well, well,
or at least that's what it says on the piece of paper that my dog gave me.
I was going to make a better joke.
The time has passed.
I ruined it.
Since he ruined it.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, this guy is, by all accounts, a genius.
Right.
He's just unlucky.
Right, he started a company
yeah.
that won him prizes. The Grey Matter.
He made a bad bet.
He did something dumb.
Yeah, he decided to get out of the company for some reason. I don't think we really found out ever.
No, because
because of the wife,
right,
essentially.
The wife
but you know,
he needed money. No,
right?
He's like,
needed
I'll go
money.
Teach.
Right, mm-hmm. He needed money to go and take care of his family. There
mm-hmm.
was more pressing matters.
Yeah,
and instead of the people, I mean, I guess they had every right to, you know, not share any other way, but guys. That is a jerk. Guys are dirtbags.
No. All he ever gave to that company was
the name. Was the name.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is why two snipers.
That was...
Oh, Jesus. He's like, I'd have loved to put this extra $200,000 on this pile of money. But I paid these two snipers.
Amazing snipers.
And anywhere
One
you
is
go,
named Badger. the other is skinny.
And like, when I saw the dots, I went... There's no way Walter White had a freaking sniper.
No, of course not.
I want to see who the sniper. And when I saw the tournament, yep.
Yeah. I actually thought they were just going to be random children.
Right.
But,
I thought it wasn't going to be.
Oh, my
like,
goodness.
Part of me already.
I thought it was going to be Bill Burr and the fat guy.
Like, oh,
he
okay.
spoke to them.
Like, side note, stuff I see on the internet just makes me laugh about this show. Like, certain things that come up because of episodes, like, after, like, I hadn't seen the episode yet, so this was a slight spoiler at the moment for me, but it made me laugh anyways. After the Ozymandias episode, I saw people posting on Twitter images of RoboCop with Hank's face on it. when the season was over, people were posting up images of Huel going like, who's gonna let me out? You know, because the guy told him, stay here, don't call anyone, or Heisenberg will get you. You know? And you'd like to imagine after all of that, Huel wouldn't have gotten up.
Huel got hungry and left a long time ago. Like, you know what? I'm not going to die here hungry. They'll have to shoot me out
but
there.
But I think 80% of the reason that we got that moment of Badger and Skinny Pete wasn't because the story would have made more sense for them to be like two random children.
Yeah.
But they were like, we need to give every character a little moment
in
this episode.
It was fun to see those two morals. Mm. They're so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, if they could have, they would have brought back Combo. If they could have.
Combo.
Who got his name because he liked combos.
Ah, Combo got murked. So many people died. At the start of the season, I said, if the season doesn't end with Hank killing Walter White, or Walter White killing Hank, this TV show is horseshit. And that was correct.
Can I just say that you tend to have those really crazy bars set for yourself really early in shows for almost random reasons. Like, you've decided to hate a show because it doesn't do one thing you want.
No. No, I'm looking at... I don't just come up with arbitrary things to not like
I'd
yourself.
Like to think that that's
No. I look at the show as a whole and I go, all right, you have to make projections. Now, if I'm going to stay invested in this show, certain things need to happen, or at least to feel like it is needed. It needs to happen. So, with True Blood, after I saw the first two seasons of True Blood, I went, if they're going to just keep making up shit and not explaining any of this, then there's no way I can stay on board. And I was right. And of course I was right. And everybody now is going, guys, True Blood sucks dick. Right? And when I said, I remember when I made the unpopular stance of going, guys, Game of Thrones, this last season is horseshit. You guys looked at me as if I'd fallen from another planet. But if you look on the internet now, everybody's like, alright guys, maybe the third season was the
strongest. Those people are Google generated.
Right.
Listen, we say this a lot on the podcast. Mm-hmm. If that is the case, the internet is wrong.
Fine. But I need...
We'll come back to this at season 6
so
of Game of
it
Thrones.
Even with another season that is supposed to end now and no one cares, Dexter. Oh, I remember four seasons into Dexter, I go, nothing is happening in this, isn't there? And then he found like the tutor guy who was, you know, he led a successful life and then turned out to be a lunatic. And I mean, the next season is just going to be more of this shit. And then, what's her face from the Bourne movies? Olivia Stiles? What's her name?
Julia Stiles.
And I saw her and went, nope!
No. I think that was the turning point for Dexter. That was when it went down the shithole. It has had better seasons after that, but it's never quite been Dexter. Yeah.
Remember, last season of How I Met Your Mother, I went, if they don't show me who the mother is at the end of this season, I am out.
But they did.
Right. And that is what the amount of people who went, Damon, they showed her. I guess they heard it. They showed her.
Yeah, but that's my point, right? You set this requirement.
Right.
And hold on. And it almost feels like as soon as they made that requirement, you're done with going at all the other things that are happening in the show.
No, I'm still watching the show to get whatever story the show is trying. But I know that if certain things aren't happening, then they're just spinning their wheels. Mm-hmm. Or the show isn't getting better. Right? The only way... please tell me a way that you saw Breaking Bad ending other than these two guys. Right?
No. We knew they were going to have a confrontation.
Right.
But to state it from the beginning, going, mm-hmm, one of them needs to kill each other.
How else was it going to get resolved? It's not like...
Alright. Let me ask you a question. If in Ozymandias...
Right.
Hank didn't die...
Right.
And it literally stopped at... Because how we described it was, it went, fuck, I'm going to kill Jesse. Right. And then he saw Hank and went... He saw Hank and went, shit, I can't kill Jesse. And I'm not going to kill Hank, so I'm just going to give up.
Mm.
And it went back down again when Nazis showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Skip out the Nazi bit. And Hank took him into jail. And then...
That would be the most boring way to end. You're telling me that after five seasons, Hank is going to walk him into... No one wants to see that. Would you have watched? You'd have been so angry. You'd have been so angry. What would that have resolved? Right? He's in prison, and you've just spent 5 seasons watching a man be carted off the prison. No one wanted that. Nobody wanted that.
Or even at the end, or even at the this last episode, mm-hmm. he didn't get shot and he went to prison.
No.
Because the only reason he didn't go to prison was that he accidentally got shot.
Dog, listen to me.
No, no, that's not true. No, he didn't accidentally get shot. So remember, he did accidentally get shot at first.
He didn't.
But the plan, no, right. yes, the plan was to get shot. The plan was to give Jesse the gun and say, this is what you want to do, just kill me.
Yeah.
Because I am done here.
Right.
I realize now that this life I've created for myself is bullshit. And I don't want it anymore.
Plus, I am already dead.
When that episode started, he was going home to kill all the Nazis.
Yes.
Yeah.
He thought Jesse got out. Or was dead already.
Right.
Gone a long time.
And then he...
Then it changed when he found out Jesse was still around.
And then his addition to the plan is, all these Nazis have to die, and I'm going to shoot Jesse in the face.
Yeah. I'm sure his plan before that was shoot everybody and then shoot myself.
Right. It wasn't until he saw that Jesse was in shackles, he's like, alright, you know what? You know what? Jesse needs to get out. I'm just going to smoke all these fools and try and save Jesse. And he didn't die then. And he said, all right, dog, look, poor we're alive, please.
Jesse's like,
I wouldn't give you the satisfaction. But he knew between cancer and the bullet hole, he's like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, it's happening sometime.
And he died, you know, getting to caress the...
Could he be like Salamanca and get his own bell?
Like, I thought he was going to do something like that. Just roll up with some crystals and throw some water on it. Like Star Trek. But that didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can see that he definitely didn't want to go on, because if he wanted to go on, he'd have wanted his money.
Right.
And the second the guy says, listen, you can't kill me because I know where your money is. He didn't even finish that sentence.
Right. That's right. That was a fun plan you had there, but I don't.
Is it
you
wrong?
Won't need the money, and I said.
Is it wrong that when that episode was going on, and like before the Nazis, when he met up with Lydia and Todd, that I almost was looking forward to seeing the fact that Todd had probably started to bang Lydia like over that year.
Yeah, but it didn't quite show.
Maybe she was having some like boy.
I don't think so. I think he wasn't quite old enough for her.
The thing I like about Breaking Bad the most is that none of these people are good people. They're all the worst people. And there's varying degree. Of course, Walter White is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And with him is like Gus and Mike.
Yep.
Walt Jr. is probably the only good person.
Not really. But
who?
Walt Jr.
Not really.
No. Who? No.
The moment he heard, he's like knife to face.
He's like, no, you
call the police. I'm not asking you, it took him a little while, you know.
You have to remember.
He went, no, this is all a lie. And it was until he thought his mother was in danger. He's like, nope, not playing any of these games. Protecting mommy at all costs, which every boy should do. No jokes. If it is mommy versus daddy, doesn't matter what the situation is. Even if she has a gun, you're on mommy's side. And, you know, so the innocents are him,
Holly,
and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
That is it. Everybody else,
Dirk.
No. Come on. Hank came up with so many. First of all, Hank is a dirty racist.
Yeah. He did a few questionable police things.
And he did more than a few questionable police things.
Including run away from Danny Trejo.
Oh my goodness. Well, hold on. So, what about Gomi then? Gomi could be an innocent.
Gomi. Relatively.
Are you serious?
No, but I'm just putting it out
that
there.
That guy with the mustache. That ridiculous mustache in the office.
And... So you got to see, like, the underworld or whatever it is. And you realize that, of course, if you're going to sell drugs and be willing to murder people in order to make this money, then all the people you deal with are varying levels of psychopath. And you got to see, like the range of Psycho, right? Mm-hmm. And you just go, yeah, these people aren't good people. And they didn't try to, you know, paint any of these people as decent people. Like, they showed you initially, like Gus, you know, in El Pollo Loco, and you realize, oh, he's a bad person.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you saw all these other people, like even Saul. You saw Saul and you go, Saul is a sleazy liar, but that's probably as bad as he gets. And then by the end of the year, no, he gets worse. He gets way worse. And you see all of the things that these people had to do. You see Walt's wife, Skylar, was like, no, I'm a nice person. Until all that money started showing up. And then she became not a nice person. And it just went on and on. And then at the end of it, you go, yeah, this, like, we all like a lot of the characters. But we understand that they're bad people.
And we should never do
But without things. The end, without them ending it like they ended it, you might have gone away going, yeah, they're bad, but you know, there's no one. the only way they got to redeem Jesse was by locking him up and torturing him. Because without that, everyone...
Can I tell you, Super Jesse was my favorite. When he jumped up and fell to the bars, I'm like, Super Jesse!
Right? Without that, you'd have gone, but Jesse has murdered a lot of... Jesse's killed a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse right. really only killed one person, right?
He killed Gail, whatever
his name mm-hmm. is. The guy who did karaoke.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, everyone else had already died and he was just doing the barrel shit.
Right. I don't know if you know what accessory to murder is.
Yes, accessory to murder is not murder.
You tell that to the judge. And so you go, well, you know,
remember when I was arguing for Raylan last season?
the part, like the one part of Breaking Bad that I went, that may have been a step too far, is the little boy's mother. When the Aryan guys went there to force Jesse to work, I went, guys, that might have been, like, yeah, they're bad people.
No, that was perfect. That was perfect.
No, I'm not talking for me.
Listen.
I'm talking for normal people.
No, forget normal people. Me and you are talking, right? No, okay. Holy shit, that was good. Perfect. Because, listen, they said to him, they put the picture out there, and I said, guy, listen. If you don't do what we do, bad things going to happen.
And then Super Jesse appeared.
And then I loved it because he did something bad, and he's full on expecting, oh no, you're going to kill me. They're like, what? No, hold on.
You're making us zillions of dollars.
Yeah. So just come on this ride with us. And I don't think he fully realized what was happening until...
He thought that he was just a random threat.
You know, yeah.
Like, look, we can reach out and touch her. And then just a flash of light and she...
Oh my goodness.
Is it...
And then the best... Sure. No, that wasn't even the best. The best was when they're driving off. Yeah. And I just said to him, remember, there's still the kid.
Just remember.
Is it wrong that at that point I wanted him to say, fuck that child? Like, I wanted him...
How would you do that?
I wanted him to be like, sure, that child is already screwed up 1,000% right now.
No.
Someone just said, it was a random drive. But the child won't know it was a hit.
No. I'm talking about Jesse. Jesse's approach to how he would... Like, the threat is... to push him to make drugs for him. I wanted him to say, you think I'm going to make drugs for you now after you did that? That child is screwed up. No. He's not going to be any way normal at all. Right? So there is no, like...
You should have just gone. And then they just...
And then they...
Escalation. They just find more and more people. Remember, you know, Jesse has parents.
Yes. I remembered recently because
his parents live there.
The marathon was on AMC, and I wasn't really watching the marathon.
I flicked
on and actually got to see the episode where he fucked over his parents. Yeah. Do you remember he used to live in his grandmother's house?
I remember that episode.
And then Saul went in and said, okay, we want to give you half of what you want. And they're like, no, we are leaving now. And he said, oh, what about the meth lab that was in there? I don't see it on these papers. Yep. And you just see the wife want to cry.
And then worse, when she said Jesse show up at the house.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse just has the keys. It's mine, bitches. So Saul is the devil.
Oh my goodness.
Saul is as bad as all.
Yes, and he has a younger brother too, so that could be used as well.
Right.
Who he really likes.
Right, dude.
So his parents actually, arguably, oh,
sorry,
you could say
Jesse. Yeah. I thought he said Saul had a younger brother.
Yeah,
no.
No, you could arguably say that Jesse wouldn't care too much about his parents, he'd care about his brother.
Yeah. Alright. There's more. I honestly forgot about that. I thought like everyone else, they were just gone. they're far away.
And then there's like Walter White's family. Right? They threatened them too. Like, there's a lot of people that Jesse knows.
Well, I don't think, honestly, at this point, I don't think Walter White's family would play.
He wouldn't care about Walter White.
No, yeah, but.
Or Skylar, probably.
He wouldn't care about Skylar either. He doesn't know the children.
Yeah,
so
but
like,
he knows that.
He has a conscience.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
that's the difference between him and the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
He actually doesn't want to hurt people.
And can I tell you, I think that that's the greatest thing. That's what I love the most about Todd. Todd has no conscience.
Yes.
Todd also, I think there's some sort of level of non-development going on there.
Yeah, he's a full-on sociopath.
I think he's
smiling while he's murdering.
But the way he talks, the way he moves, the way he acts,
right.
You almost wonder to yourself, is there something just a little bit off?
Right,
you
assume
right?
That he's like a normal
person. Did you just not develop
somehow? And then you see that he has nothing about
it. Yeah.
He's just straight up murderous.
Yeah.
The devil. And you just go, wait. Because he doesn't, like the rest of them, look the part.
Mm-hmm.
And he just,
he looks like this
so
mild-mannered, polite person.
He would be like a born assassin. One of those guys who you just like see sleeping in his bed and
he's
just waiting for
in the next Bourne movie.
Yeah. I mean, because he's even polite when he's doing bad things. When he killed the woman in the last episode,
right.
He went up behind her. She didn't see him with the gun, but he went up behind her and said, sorry, just no, this isn't personal.
This isn't personal.
Right? He apologized for shooting her in the head.
I think the only person we'd feel bad for is if he had killed Lydia. He'd probably feel bad for half a second.
He wants to bang Lydia, but she's straight up dead. I actually love her character so much. I like when she was begging for her life when Mike came.
Oh yeah.
When I saw that, I went, alright. I know the only reason she's sticking around is because something great is about to happen with her. Sure enough. She came through. So much crazy shit happened.
The ricin finally got to be used.
Yeah.
We got our ricin from the beginning of the show.
Well, not quite, but very close.
Yeah.
I think it was about the third season,
right.
Somewhere around there.
And
so,
they've just been holding on to it forever.
Yeah.
They're like, this is the worst thing ever.
I feel sick. Damn right you feel sick.
Goodbye.
That's just the ricin flu.
Yeah. is it weird that that's the one thing that, so, you know, everybody talks about Scooby-Doo, everybody talks about magnets. That's the one thing I was like, you know what, that may have been over the top. That he went over there and switched out her sugar with that. Because
resealed the package.
Exactly, right? So it's not that he actually poured it in, or maybe he did and
no,
we
you
didn't
saw
see,
her. You saw her.
Exactly, you saw her open the package, and he claims that he put it in her package or that whatever. That is.
But when
a
you
bit
have
much.
A routine.
No, yeah, when you have a routine, but please remember, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her routine is opening one of maybe 20. Bags
when you saw the shot, you saw that there was only one at the table.
Well, no, she asked for one.
No,
she asked
no.
for some.
She picked up one and she asked for more.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
There was only
okay.
one at the table.
Okay.
Like he had, I'm guessing,
right,
went up
a guessing game.
Okay. I didn't realize.
So the only part which you can be like, how did he do it so quickly? Was get the actual packaging,
the package. Yeah, that's
ridiculous.
He makes blooming. He's
but,
a scientist.
But I explained
he's
that
a
away
crime
the same way how I explain away 90% of the shit he does. He's really clever. And
no,
he's enough
but
time.
But remember, 90% of the shit he does are doable, right? If you know the exact chemical compound of this thing that needs to explode, you can make it.
Douglas
right?
is a scientist, so
if,
I have to listen to that.
No, but, you know, because he has the machinery.
I'm a scientist.
Right? If,
no, you're not.
No,
if you know that if you get a big magnet and you can erase a hard drive, then you do it. And it's not like the big magnet doesn't
bitch.
Exist. He found it. And it actually took him quite some time to find it and to set it up. And it almost went wrong.
right? And
a lot of his shit almost
went wrong. So but this
remember
one thing,
him running around
like,
the hospital with the bomb, like
he's barely functional. He's on his last legs. He has some money, yes, but can you really? I mean, unless you're literally going to buy one, cut it open, and then how are you going to reseal it? Because
glue
you can't do that.
I'm not thinking of. I'm happy.
Douglas,
I'm happy.
Crazy glue.
No, crazy glue is not.
Of course,
no.
What?
No.
Douglas, it's
no.
paper. It's a paper.
Now,
I never.
Now,
I had a question, but I've lost it.
My question is: did you like Breaking Bad?
Sans,
oh wait, that's
sans
a stupid
glue.
Question.
Yes. Yeah,
Science glue.
Special science glue.
Oh, there was something about this show, and I guess it kind of bleeds over into another show we love, Justified. The ancillary character Jesse in this show and in Justified, there was Boyd Crowder. There is Boyd Crowder, who were characters who were meant to be murdered off really early in the show. Like, literally, and it became a thing where the writers liked them so much that they kept them there.
Wait, is this true?
Yes. Jesse was supposed to be dead at the end of season one in Breaking Bad.
Same thing with Boyd?
Boyd Crowder was supposed to be dead after episode one. they literally kill him and they literally bring him back to life in that
yeah,
show.
Yeah,
do you
true.
See now why I don't like to listen to extra commentary
yeah.
from the because I don't want to hear them.
Like, Jesse became the conscience of this show.
Yeah, he did.
Like literally, that's why we're happy that he got away and he
I'm
got to murder Todd.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm
even,
happy he murdered Todd.
And all these things. Wait, I'm curious as to what this show could have done if Jesse wasn't there. If it was just
this
bad
would be
people
a bleak, bleak show.
You remember,
if Jesse wasn't there.
You remember how a lot of people complained that nothing good happened in the wild? It would be like that times like 50.
Yeah. Yeah,
everybody like people wouldn't watch the show anymore. They just come up. There'd be a line at some point, and people just go, you know what, I can't.
Like when you look at the
it's
show,
it's Sunday, and I have work tomorrow. I don't want to go to work depressed
and
again.
See,
and
you see the revolving door of characters which come in and out of the show. I mean, I mentioned Danny Trejo. We mentioned the cousins.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned. I'm trying to think of the characters who don't spend that much time in the show but end up dying quickly. This we have Todd, who was
mm-hmm.
technically only here for a season because
right.
he came in season 5 when they went to the pest control, and it's just at the end that he dies.
Right.
I kind of wonder if these guys were technically going to just be the revolving door showing how bad Walter White got as the time went by. He starts out with Jesse, who is, you know, just a base level dealer, kind of makes shitty meth and just stupid. And then slowly but surely he graduates
and then you have,
into
you have,
all of
right.
these worse
chili
that's,
pepper.
That's true, because at one point
pepper.
In you had... Well, actually, you had Gail Bettica, who was way nicer than Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I don't know...
Oh, that's another one,
doesn't,
yeah.
Doesn't graduate. So, I don't know where that comes from. Because I think we could definitely agree that if you're on the scale, the good...
Would Gail have lived if Jesse didn't?
Wow. I don't know, dude.
What would Gail's... would Gail have to be just the coffee guy instead of us pitching every line?
Exactly. But the truth is, if Gail lived, then Walt would have to die. And that is not acceptable.
And he's also...
Oh, that dude.
Right. He's also one of my favorites. Gus's right-hand
Gus's
man.
Gus's right-hand man. Yeah.
Like, you saw him and you knew he was bad. And then they slowly showed you just how bad. And then... he disappeared and he replaced him with another guy and he went, it was fast. And the other guy was equal as bad.
Like, holy shit, he was marked.
That was
quick.
Another great episode.
Oh. Gus Fring came down and was like, you think I'm upset with you? I'm gonna kill my right
yeah.
hand for no. Like,
what? And then you just replaced him. Like, Gus, I like Gus.
You love Gus.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't want him to die. It was awesome.
It was. But he was
but
a good arch nemesis.
Right, can you imagine if he was there in the 5th season as well?
Bugging out. Oh, bugging God. Out, dude. I'm so happy when I discovered he's bugging out and do the right thing.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In a lot of terrible things.
Wow.
Hey. Are you saying, no, you can't be. Don't tell me you're really... No, alright, alright.
No. We've had this conversation before. No. Both of you love that movie. Yes.
No, I know, I'm not talking to you.
No, but you know, like, it's a good movie. I just hate it. Right?
Oh, you're pulling a Matt Brown Mobius. You're like...
No, Matt Brown is a little bit different than Mobius. I don't think he believes it's good. He just didn't want to be a part of it. And it's okay if you think it's good. I actually do think that Do the Right Thing is a good movie. I just don't like the emotions it brings out.
So, Gus Fring was in Alex Cross?
I need to know is Bugging Out. I'm happy there.
He's in a TV show where they lose electricity.
Yes.
And there is something that could save you from the lost electricity, but they don't use it because, I don't know, they ran out of batteries? I don't understand. So he's in a lot of bad things.
Really? Daylight.
Is there anything else we want to talk about with Breaking Bad?
The Ghost Whisperer TV series.
Like, something I really love about the show is the way it uses music. Like, throughout the show.
There's no music in Breaking Bad. the
music in the show, like, everything from, I think the last season is like the most memorable. They have Crystal Blue Persuasion in there when he's cooking meth. And even in the last episode, they have two songs in there which kind of stand out. There's a this cowboy song by
Martin Robbins,
which kind of goes about the gunslinger coming back to town. And then there's at the end there's the I Got What I Deserved song when he's dying and he's just like looking at all of his meth equipment going like, I miss you, metal
thing. I made all of that. I'm the best.
Yeah.
I made blue meth.
But you know, you speak about music, but the one thing that always I kind of respected this show for, and it kind of ties in with music just kind of tangentially, but the opening credits of this show were always great. Because with most shows, you have a scene of some sort of action or some sort of setup, then you have about maybe 2 to 3 minutes of opening credits, which is really just telling you who is in the show, playing some fancy music, and showing maybe scenes from the various episodes that have happened, or just an already pre-orchestrated awesomeness thing. Right. And then now you get back into the show. This television show just never did it. It always just said, okay, listen, it was about 5 seconds, and all it did was, we are Breaking Bad, and then it went back to the TV show.
Lost made that possible,
and I just love that, because they were just like, listen, you don't care about
Lost for anything.
exactly. But it just said to the audience, you don't care about a fancy opening sequence. All you need is the content, the show itself, and we can just put the words, the names of the people that are in the show, like down this bottom and the side somewhere, so that it's not really too obtrusive while you are watching the television show. It's great.
What about for people who watch it on XBMC, and when you want to jump forward, it's 30 seconds. You jump
but
fast.
That's the problem.
It's
no,
not 30 seconds. It needs to be 30 seconds.
But it's only about 5 seconds.
But it's
so it
5 seconds
matter.
That I've heard already on my instinct when I see title credits.
It's just
it's to press forward.
And then done. That's it.
And then I press forward, and they're already into the
show. I know. That actually, I always hated that about. Burn Notice was a little longer than 30 seconds, but I was fine with that. What I hated with that one was The Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory's sequence is less than 30 seconds. I think it's probably like 25.
You're missing 5 seconds.
20.
Just killer writing in the Big Bang.
I love the Big Bang Theory.
I love them pretending that nerd shit is ridiculous. Yeah. I've watched enough episodes of The Big Bang Theory to know that it is terrible. Let me explain to you how I know Big Bang Theory is bad. My mother watches it religiously and laughs at the jokes. The computer jokes that she knows nothing about. Broad, sweeping, nerds are dumb jokes that I've never seen before in my life. They're hilarious. And the pretty girl is pretty, so she's stupid. I've never seen that also.
Never heard of that whole stereotyping thing going. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about for Breaking Bad, or are we?
It's so good.
$200 in November. Amazon has my money for the barrel Blu-ray.
I'll wait for some deal at some point.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to wait. Right now, I'm paying $8 a month, and I'll watch all of those episodes on Netflix.
What? What is this Netflix?
Oh, what?
I heard on the news, some news program somewhere.
What's that called?
Some girl. They're asking some youngsters about, you know, cable and, you know, in online video or whatever. And the girl, one girl said, "Oh, cable is like Netflix but for poor people."
Hold on, which news are you? Which news?
Right,
is
so.
No, not our local news.
No, of course. But I have two things to say about it.
A, that is wrong.
First, right, that woman, that girl is a horrible person.
Yes.
A horrible human being. Yes. Second, I don't think she realizes that cable costs a lot of money.
She's a child. She's
cable
dumb.
Costs like hundreds of dollars a month.
Look.
Whereas
she
Netflix
doesn't,
is eight.
She's not paying for any of this.
$7.99
She's
per
not
month.
Paying for so, any of this. So all she knows is there's one thing that I get that has all the movies in the world, and there's another thing I have to wait on. So clearly that one is cheaper.
Is she recurring the poor to the hardware side?
Listen to me. What are you... The girl is an idiot. I just couldn't believe that so much.
But it doesn't matter. For the hardware, you still have to pay for the hardware for the cable box.
No,
so
but it's
money.
Generally... It's Isn't generally it? Like mainstream, that
cable
hardware.
Is like Netflix. But for poor people.
And on that note, we're going to just say goodbye. So thanks for listening. As always, you can hear the podcast over at gmanreviews.com. through iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcast application. Leave us a comment, send us an email, follow us on Twitter. Douglas is DJ, our last
Get
name.
Up off Twitter.
Damien is Damien_White. White with a Y. Very Walter White. Is Walter White with a Y? No,
nope.
It isn't.
No, more
so
than
you're
my
not
case
related to
I.
the devil.
I probably am.
And
yeah,
I'm at G-Man Reviews. So thanks for listening and good night. That time without a word didn't know you think that I'd forget or I'd regret special love I had for you.
That I did. You need to understand.
If I have to hear one more time that you did this for the family.
I did it for me. I liked it. I was good at it. I was alive.